Well, it was late fall, early winter. How many years ago would it have been? It must be close to 40 years ago. And let's see, the zoo restaurant was opened in 1940. So it was shortly after that, the early 1940s. The manager of the restaurant, who did a very good job, was Gordon Leach. We were extremely fond of Gordon. He had two sons who helped him, and a very good chef. I always enjoyed the food there. Up until then, there'd just been a little shack up across from where the small mammal house is now. They had nothing but hot dogs and hamburgers. So this was sometime in the early 40s, and Bill and Gordon were just sitting in front of the fireplace, chatting. Business, of course, was beginning to fall off all through the summer. He'd been extremely busy, done very well, had a successful season, but now with fall and winter, there wouldn't be so many people coming. They were trying to dream up some way of attracting more people to the zoo restaurant. And it was probably Gordon who said, well, you know, it is possible to buy game in certain markets. And how would it be to have a succession of game dinners? We could have deer and venison and pheasant. And we could probably, from a Catskill game farm, get a young bear and get bear steak, have a series of these luncheons through the winter. And Bill thought that was a grand idea, so they went ahead with plans for it. And what about membership? Membership unlimited. What about dues? No dues. Formal meetings? No formal meetings. No speeches. That's the way it went, and finally they got around to what would they call it. Now, I don't remember doing this, but they both insisted that I said, oh, you're just a bunch of anteaters. So they said, let's call it the Anteaters Association. And it worked out very well, became extremely popular. We used to have huge crowds on the days that it was only one day a week at first. In fact, I think it started with just two or three luncheons in the course of the winter. Mm-hmm. And then eventually they had it every week. Every Wednesday, as I remember. And the pheasant lunch was so popular that they had that 2 days a week. Mm-hmm. Pheasant week was Wednesday and Thursday. Right. And we had elephant steak. We had whale. We did have iguana once. I was asking a little while ago if you'd ever eaten iguana. But that wasn't very popular. No, it looked all right on the plate, but anybody who'd seen it in the kitchen, I think, kind of lost their appetite. They only eat the tail of the iguana, you know. That's the only part that's edible.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Yeah.
And it tastes something like frog legs or white meat of chicken. Mm-hmm. Not as dry as the white meat of chicken can be. It's very tasty. I think that about covers it. We did have we had bear several times, and different kinds of venison, some of them imported. I don't know how Gordon found some of these things, but I suppose they're trade journals that
yeah,
list unusual
game and things like
meats.
That.
Mm-hmm.